Divide and conquer. It's an old strategy and still used for a reason. It works. At least coffee growers hope that'll be the case with the coffee berry borer beetle. That little pest has been very bad news for Hawaii's coffee growers. Slicing its numbers may be the only effective way to eventually get rid of it. How to combat the beetle has been the career work of scientist Luis Aristizabal from his native Colombia to the University of Florida. He's in Hawaii to lead a workshop in West Hawaii this weekend and on the phone with us right now. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for calling me.
Well, thank you for coming to help with this, because certainly this is not an isolated incident in Hawaii. You've been dealing with this in Colombia. You've been dealing with this around the world. How did this little guy get such a foothold?
Well, I think the most important is to put focus to try to understand how is the biology of the insect pest and how we can make relation with the plant and the weather condition, and then look for the different tools that we had proof in not just Colombia but also in different countries like Central America, and try to know if some of these tools work here in Hawaii.
There seems to be sort of an arc of this pest. Would that be right, where it comes in, it gains a real foothold, and then depending upon how the human response goes, it can be dealt with?
Yes, but the most important at the beginning is try to understand how is the biology and behavior of the insect, and learn what is the chance that we had to control the insect pest, because we had, for example, different conditions, different harvest time in different regions. So every region had different situations, so we need to know what is the specific situation here in Hawaii, and then try to prove the different tools that we had in integrated pest manager of the insect pest, like cultural control, like biological control agents, like trapping, like different tools that we had to improve.
That's really a lot of manual labor to make that happen. I mean, it's going to be a case of really going in there and extracting them, from what you're saying.
Yes, this is when we had the coffee berry borer in one plantation, and if we want to keep produce a good quality of the coffee, we need to understand that the situation had been changed for the insect pest, so we need to work very hard in order to understand everything in the background and look all the different tools that we had, and try to do what of the tool is more easy, more economical, what of the tool is going to be more efficient to work. So we need to prove different options at the beginning, and then select what the option is best for us.
Was there any idea somehow that Hawaii could have prevented the coffee borer berry beetle to coming in?
As normal, the problem is because it's a very, very tiny insect, it's very small, and you know the marketing between different areas from Hawaii or in different areas of the world, in the insect pest maybe can enter in the dressing of the people or in a packet or in something that is very difficult to detect at the beginning, so because it's very small.
So basically what I hear you saying and what we've heard before is that perhaps we really didn't have a chance to be able to safeguard our coffee, and it's now just sort of the natural progression of this pest and how we're going to be able to control it.
Yes, but the situation, I think when the CBB entered to one new region coffee area, it's only time that the insect pest need to disperse, and little by little over time is going to cover everything. So farmers, they need to work, and the Department of Agricultural and the Extension Service in order to prevent a little the dispersion of the insect, for example, here from one island to another island. But it's just a question of the time. Maybe in 5 years, I think it's going to cover everything, because it's almost impossible to eradicate the insect pest right now.
This is not a very happy tale that you're telling now, that somehow this is going to be it's really on the upswing and not a way of being able to intercept and control it well, you know, exceedingly well right now. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, it's something like that, but we had some kind of the insect pest, and when they enter to one the new area, it's going to be very difficult to prevent that they disperse to other neighborhood areas. This is only time that the insect need, but it's almost this kind of the insect, because it's more difficult to control. And the reason is because this insect live inside the coffee beans or in coffee berries.
And so, you don't really know it until you are able to open up the berry? I mean, I've seen berries that have had the coffee berry
yes.
borer beetle inside of it. And, you know, they're itty-bitty, teeny-weeny, but once they're in, and you certainly can't use that coffee. So what are you telling farmers? Because they may be so frustrated to hear what you have to say that somehow it's just going to be on the move.
No, I think I want to tell and say, okay, this is a serious insect problem, but we had different tools, we had different control in order to reduce the population. So the thing that we need is to understand that right now we need to live with the insect pest, and we need to learn how to reduce and control the population of the insect in order to produce a good quality of the coffee.
Does that mean that you have to obviously produce much more than you're going to be able to use, so they're going to have to increase?
We are going to produce the same amount of the coffee, but we are going to reduce the damage caused by the insect pest. For example, in Colombia at the beginning, we had many troubles. Many farmers, they lost a lot of money because all the production was affecting. But at the time, we learned how to control the insect. Little by little, the coffee farming improved, and now we had many coffee farming that produce a good quality of the coffee, and we had the insect pest about 20, 24 years ago.
Well, that's a lot of experience, and there are a lot of farmers who are looking to get the benefit of it on Hawaii Island. Thank you so much for talking with us this morning.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling. Thank you very much.
Aloha. Dr. Luis Aristizabal is a scientist originally from Colombia, now at the University of Florida. He spent his career focused on the control of coffee pests and continues to work with farmers to manage coffee borer beetles and lead pest management workshops, similar to the two-day intensive that's happening this weekend in West Hawaii. More about the coffee berry borer beetle is on our Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation.